fourth paragraph of Zvachim, first Mishnah. All the kaponis that have a requirement that the blood be sprinkled on the outside Mizbech, the one that was in the chotzer of the Beis HaMikdash. If you sprinkled one time on the kov, on the Mizbech, it's enough, even though many kaponis have to be two times. But b'di'evan, one time is enough. B'chatas shtei matonis, b'shamay holds, b'chatas, you have to do four times l'chatchila, all four corners. B'di'evan says b'shamay has to be two times. B'basil lo'imim af chatas shenitna maton achas kippah. B'basil says that even a chatas, even though l'chatchila has to have the blood sprinkled in four corners of the mizbech, b'di'evan, one place is enough. L'fichach im nosa nesari shoyna kitikna v'sashniya chus l'zmana kippah. Therefore, if he gave the first one, he sprinkled the blood normally, and the second chutzis mana, then the korban is a kosher korban. In other words, he's saying a tremendous chiddush that if he had machshava at the time that he didn't avoid it, which was not essential for the kashrus of the korban, does not pass the korban. If the first one he did chutzis mana and the second one he did chutzis mekayma, we've learned in previous mishnayos that if you had another psul in your mind, other than the psul of chutzis mana, it does not have koris. It has to be the only psul is a psul of chutzis mana. Here, he thought it was a chutzis mekayma. But since he thought the machshava of chutzis mekayma after he already did the essential srikas adam, whatever he thought in the second time does not count at all, therefore does not eliminate the koris. It remains chayv koris.